Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? As Lou Cassidy would say, it's Friday. Only two more work days till Monday. Dan in Texas is with us, and we've been talking about solar systems. And Dan, before you leave, I want to make sure that you send me an email, if you don't mind, to instructor at usapreparers.com. At usapreparers.com. And I have the contacts to get everything that you want at lower prices than you'll find on eBay. I have the wholesale contacts, and I'll be glad to help you with that. So that would be the charge controller, all the Schneider Electric components. I even have the contacts for the battery bank, but the problem is that comes from China, and that's a huge risk at the moment. But for all of the parts that are available in the United States, I have the contacts, the solar panels and the Schneider Electric components. So I can help you get that at prices that are lower than the lowest prices that you'll see anywhere, literally, and I'm not exaggerating. So I can help you do that. So your questions.
Okay. Some of them, I'll just say, are common. So you, over the last half an hour or so, have brought up a couple things that give me different visuals now. You say baseball bat, and all I think is Lucille. So you've kind of
I was thinking of something a little, maybe a smaller baseball bat without the barbed wire.
Okay, yeah. So it's just kind of interesting how I'm a school teacher. It sounds like you used to be a school teacher. You still have it in your genes as far as how you can teach people like me. Another comment you had mentioned about going back and archiving, listening to this again, and I'm like, wait a minute. I was thinking the same thing, and I go back to when I first listened to you. You were on another broadcaster, Dr. Bill Deagle, and I still have that archive. So every tax time I go and listen, I think this will be the fourth or third time, I go back and I listen to all your things on how to save yourself money and start an own business. And I started a business. So you've been very instrumental in helping me and my family to not only survive during these different times, because it's never going to go back to normal. So, you know, I have a side business called Acrescaping, where I turn my backyard into an edible garden. So instead of having grass that I can't eat, I have things that I can do thanks to you and how you help me turn maybe a hobby into a business.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm quite flattered at those kind words, and I'm so glad that you've done that. And, you know, frankly, you used your imagination as to what kind of a business can you do, and how can you make it productive, and how can you have tax deductions from it, and how can it be like a win-win-win-win-win? And that's what you've done. I think if we had an award, I would give it to you. So I'll just have to give you an attaboy over the air. And when we were in banking, we had the personnel department, which I guess is now called human resources. They would have this they had this rubber stamp, and it said attaboy, and it was 8.5 by 11. It would take two guys to line it up and get it printed perfectly on a piece of paper. And if somebody did something really, really spectacular, they would get an attaboy. And it was just this piece of paper. And that was in lieu of a raise, because they didn't give raises very often. But I'm glad. So what questions do you have about the solar system at this point?
Well, I think you had mentioned it, just being able to go and do my own research and diligence to figure all this out, because, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to run a future farm. And, you know, on the Monday show, you had mentioned that having so many acres. So if you start out small and you work your way up, at least there's kind of a stepping stone. But I think you've helped me with the solar panel, and I don't know if there's any other callers, and I'm just thinking of...
Just you and me. It's just you.
Okay.
Just you and me right now.
Okay.
And there's something I want you to buy, and normally I would not say this. I'm looking on eBay right now. Okay. Here's one for $7.60 plus $4 shipping. It's got one bid, and here's what it's called. And I know we're going to run eBay out of them, because when I mentioned Norm Shealy's books, we run all the low price ones get sold like almost immediately. So here it is, and I have one of these. Actually, I have two of these. It's called a Kill-A-Watt. KILL-A-WATT. Now, this is a little plug-in device. I've mentioned it before. And here's why I need this. You need to know what your consumption is. That's the starting point. How much electricity do you need in order to get by? So you figure, you know, you sit down with the family and you figure, what is the minimum we can get by with? Now, if you have an electric stove, forget it. You're not going to be able to run that. If you have an electric dryer, forget it. If you have an electric hot water heater, forget it. I'm not kidding. I can't do it. I mean, with our system as big as it is, I can't run a hot water heater, electric hot water heater. It takes too much electricity. I can't run a dryer, electric dryer, and I can't run an electric stove. So if you want to have a stove, it's going to have to be propane or natural gas. If you want to have an dryer, it's going to have to be propane or natural gas. If you want to have a hot water heater, it's going to have to be wood-fired or propane or natural gas. And if you have a heating system and it's all electric, forget it. You're going to have some other kind of heating system. So that being said, your homework is to go to YouTube and look up solar systems and find out what people did wrong, and don't do that. And then go to eBay, actually go to eBay first, and buy one of these kilowatt devices. And what they are, they're a little meter with a digital display, and it will display how many volts are coming out of your receptacle. And it will show you with some buttons, you can push one of these buttons and plug in, let's say, a light. Because you want to know how much electricity in terms of watts does that device use. Okay? You'll be testing everything. You'll test your microwave oven. You'll test your TV. You'll test everything. And you write down in a notebook all these devices that you want to have running. And you're going to write down how many watts that it will consume. And then you'll say, we can't do it. We can't run the toaster and the microwave oven and the bread machine and the computer and the TV and, you know, et cetera, at the same time. Okay, so now what do we do? Well, you have to schedule. And you'll have to schedule because you're dealing with a limited resource. You have what's called constrained optimization. You have a situation where you're trying to figure out how you can make do with what you have, because you're going to be limited. And you're going to be limited to sunny days. So when the sun shines, you'll have electricity. When it's dark at night, you've got none except what's in your battery bank. So you'll have to calculate, and there are formulas, and you'll learn how to do this from the internet. It's kind of difficult on the radio, but you'll learn how to do this, and you'll determine what size battery bank you need. Now, for us, I'll tell you what we have, and this is a good starting point. Each one of our cells, these 1.2-volt cells, is 500 ampere hours, so 500 AH. That's kind of a large cell. Now, you can get the 100, so that's too small. Okay, because you'll find out that you can just run very few things overnight. So really, here's the whole secret. It's easy to generate electricity. It's expensive to store it. So the electricity on the grid, none of it, not one watt of it, is being stored. The grid produces electricity, and it's consumed as it is produced, right then and there, that nanosecond. It's consumed. So there is no storage on the grid. So when the turbines go down, the reactor goes down, the dam shuts down, whatever it is, it stops. right then and there. There is no storage. So your system is more sophisticated, at least from your perspective, than the grid is, because you'll be able to store electricity. But to store it, you're going to have maintenance. Now, let me just give you a thumbnail sketch of what that is. So we have these flooded cells. That means they have electrolyte. And the water, the distilled water, evaporates from them during charging and discharging. So how much water do we use? Distilled water? We use about 10 gallons of distilled water every couple of months. That's an enormous quantity of distilled water. So where do you get that in the current environment? I mean, you can't get all kinds of things. Distilled water may go short supply. You'll have to distill your own. And that's another thing to think about. So I bought three distillers, and it's just a box of parts, and I have to make one out of it. So that's my solution. But you need to get this kilowatt. This it's called a P3, letter P as in Peter, the number 3. And I see them for $16, $12.50, $15.50. So I wouldn't spend more than like $15 on it. But that's what you'll need, and you'll be grinning from ear to ear and frowning at the same time when you find out how much electricity some devices use and others don't use. So you need that. Make that chart. Figure out what devices you have to have running and how long they run. And then you'll be able to size the system that you need. Okay? Now, I would oversize the inverter at first. That's what I would do. I'd make the inverter bigger. So we have a 6,800 watt inverter. That's considered pretty big. But it's only like maybe 25% more expensive than a smaller one. And it's way better to oversize that and say, shoot, I bought the wrong one. Now I have to get rid of that one and buy a bigger one. Okay? Because generally speaking, you can't just incrementally make them larger. With the Snyder, you can. You can add more inverters and you can chain them together. So if we wanted to double it, we could buy two of them. So that was one of the reasons that went into the Snyder. But most of them, that's not the case. What questions do you have, Dan?
Well, I mean, I think with solar panels, I think that was very helpful in all that. Now it's up to me, just like, I look at the years ago where I listened to you and I like, well, I could just take this in one ear and out the other, as my dad used to say. So I think those listeners out there, there's a lot of things that they've been listening to over the years. Have they actually gone through and gone to that next step? And, like I said, trying to do my side business, I'm thinking of gray water and how I can turn my shower water into using it in my backyard. Do you do gray water, to change subjects?
No, we could. We could. The plumbing system, we plumbed our own house, so I could very easily make that happen. But no, we don't at this point. We don't.
Okay.
But then again, we have our own well. We have, right for now, we have plenty of water. But, necessity is the mother of invention. So I have on hand the plumbing parts, all the elbows, Ys, Ts, etc. Everything I need to do it. And that's kind of the way I live, to make sure that we are prepared to have everything we need for the unforeseen and for the expected. It's just a lifestyle. So, if you look in our plumbing department, we have a plumbing department. We have an electrical department. We have an automotive department. We have a filter department. I mean, literally. Dan, did you want to hold or...
Hey, thank you for your time, and keep up the good work.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, that was delightful, Dan calling in from Texas and chatting about solar systems. There are a lot of questions that people have that maybe we can help with. And if you're interested in preparedness, you can certainly give us a call. You can call today. 866-582-9933. I'll do my best to help. I have this list of 200 items, and we got through two of them. And so here's another one, candles. So one of the things that happens when the grid goes down, people, first thing they do is they look for some form of light. Typically what happens is they find the flashlights and the batteries are dead. But then they go for the candles, and they look for something to light them with, and shoot, what do you light them with? And that gets us back to the matches. So what you do is you keep the matches in one place, okay? A place that you can get to, you know, if you feel around in the dark, you'll be able to get to them. So make sure that, you know, everybody knows where they are, and keep them in that glass jar, and have the candles in a place where you can get to them. And a lot of people keep the candles on the kitchen table. You know, and sometimes these candles are large bases, and they're heavy, and you know they're like the size of a cooking pot, you know, or a little smaller, and they don't fall over. But one of the problems with candles and candlesticks and candlestick holders is that these tall, thin candles, roughly the diameter of a quarter, are a real fire hazard. And we have dogs here, and dogs aren't used to fires. At least most dogs aren't. And it's possible that if they bump into a table or, you know, and the candle falls over and there's placemats that are flammable, you can set your house on fire. So, you know, the if you look at what most people in the preparedness aisle will tell you, you know, have lots of candles, well, that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, that's one way to go, but I don't think it's a safe way to go. So I say forget it, because they smell, they produce very little light, but they're better than kerosene lamps in the respect that they don't smell as much. Kerosene lamps, the antique type, work pretty well, but of course they smell when they're filled. They smell when you use them, and they're sooty, and you've got to clean the chimneys, and the chimneys are easily broken. And if a pet knocks it off the table, now you've got a big problem, because you've got the wick that's burning, you've got the kerosene on the table, and leaking off the side of the table, because just like the flat earth theory teaches you, that water runs off the side of the table, right? So I don't think a kerosene lamp is a good way to go. Now, we have them here at the farm. Why? Well, because it was the only way to go back in the 1800s. You know, if you wanted to have light, you had a kerosene lamp. Just think, you know, what happened in the 1860s. That was a lighting fixture, a kerosene lamp. So I don't like that. Now, do we have kerosene? Yes. Do we have stored kerosene? Yes. Do we have it in 5-gallon metal containers? Yes. Does it volatilize? Yes. Do we have less kerosene now than we had 15 years ago, even though we didn't use it? Yes. Why? Because it volatilized, even though it's in a sealed metal can. So I don't like kerosene. Some people use it to thin diesel in the winter, but it doesn't have lubrication effects. So it's probably good for cleaning parts, you know, good for cleaning automotive parts, but not much more than that. So what do you do? Well, that's easy. 12-volt lighting strips. You can get them on eBay. And, of course, they come from China. Now, I don't like shopping with the Chinese, but it's already here in the country. So if you get these rolls of roughly 5 meters, which is about 15 feet, 16 feet, of LED strips, you can power them with a 12-volt car battery. And what we've done here at our house, we have them, and they've been running for years. What we did was really simple. I made some what's called picture rail. Now, you've heard of chair rail. Chair rail is about the height of the back of a chair, and the idea is if you push the chair into the wall, it prevents the wall from being scuffed up with the chair that, you know, that bangs into it. Well, above that, about 1 foot from the ceiling, if you put something similar but with a flat top on it, like chair rail but smaller, that would be called picture rail. And if you attach these lighting strips to the picture rail, you have indirect lighting. I'll tell you more about it when we come back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After threatening to veto coronavirus and omnibus spending package, President Trump has taken off for Palm Beach, Florida Wednesday to spend the holiday at Mar-a-Lago. Trump is expected to spend 10 days at the Winter White House into the new year. Evacuation orders are in effect at Camp Pendleton near Oceanside, California, early Thursday, as a wildfire in the area, dubbed the Creek Fire, grew to over 300 acres. The Fallbrook evacuation applied to about 7,000 residents. According to AAA's annual holiday forecast, 84.5 million people are expected to travel during the holidays. The estimate is nearly 30% or 34 million fewer American travelers than last year. Seven astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station will celebrate the holidays 250 miles above the Earth this year. The crew will also decorate the ISS with a Christmas decoration contest. Mission Control in Houston will decide the winner on Christmas Eve. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump continues his presidential pardons this week. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons included longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeanne Ray, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Less Americans are taking to travel this holiday weekend. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day, God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, if you like this kind of broadcast where it's just me solo talking about the book and that's not for sale, not published, unavailable, tips from my book, let me know. Instructor at USA Prepares. If you don't like it, you can let me know, too. And because what we are is a bunch of teachers, and We're trying to teach you things that we think you might want to know, and we'd like to hit the nail on the head if we can. So if there's topics that you would like to hear about, just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. I'm really busy, so you know, please keep it really short and sweet, and that way I'll be able to pay attention to it. Okay, so going down the list, the 12-volt LED strips, I've talked about this for years. It's really simple. So the first thing that happens when the grid goes down is you look for lighting. Well, wouldn't it be nice if you just had a wall switch, literally a switch, just like all your other wall switches, and you flip it, and on come the lights. No kerosene, no matches, no flashlight, none of that. And you do that in the kitchen. It's a really easy thing to do. So you make some chair rail, or you buy picture rail. And you can literally take something as simple as a 1x2 piece of furring strip, and you can cut it in half. You roughly get a 1x1. And you nail that to the wall, 12 inches down from the ceiling, roughly. You figure where you want to put it and where you think it looked the best. And you attach to that the LED lighting strip, which is about 3/8 inch wide. And it points upward. And you connect that with some, you can use speaker wire if you want. Something like speaker wire or alarm cable. And you can connect that to a wall switch. And I used the AC wall switch, is the kind that, you know, 10 for $3.50, roughly, that match the decor of your house. And they say you can't use them, but I find it kind of interesting. It works fine for me. They say you shouldn't use an AC wall switch with DC. Well, there's so little current going through it, it just works fine. And so I put a box in the wall. I ran it to a battery, and I charged the battery. So how long will you get? Oh, I don't know, maybe roughly a month of light usage from a group 27 or a group 31 fully charged car battery, literally. It works great. So I have a car battery stored, and I keep it charged, and I just flip on the light switch, and it works great. And how long does it work? Well, I hooked ours up to a 12-volt power supply, and I hooked the 12-volt power supply up to the solar system, and so I can do it that way as well. And I've had these lights running for years. How many years? Oh, I don't know, maybe 7? And they still work great. So you can do that, and you can buy these LED lighting strips on eBay. Let's say $10 for 15 feet shipped. You can get some furring strip for a couple dollars. If you have a table saw, rip it down into something that you like. You can paint it. You can sand it, of course, and, you know, make it look nice. And they use a level about a foot down from the ceiling. And I think you'll be impressed. So, will it be as bright as the lighting that you already have? No. But will you bump into things? No. You'll find that you'll get accustomed to it, and you'll actually like it in addition to whatever lighting you already have. So you can experiment. You can use black electrical tape, tape on this LED lighting strip to that length that you're going to nail onto the wall, and move it around the room and figure out where the best place for it is. Now, believe it or not, I have some just sitting on top of the wall cabinets. It's not permanently attached, just sitting there. And it's pointing up. So when I turn on this wall switch, I have light that's pointed up at the ceiling around or above the kitchen cabinets. Now, where are the kitchen cabinets? Well, that's where we work. And I also have a kitchen. There's a computer in the kitchen, and there's a 5-foot-long counter space that, you know, we designed into our kitchen cabinetry. So it was an area that my dad and I could sit down next to each other, 5 feet wide, and we could look at the computer together. And I took some of this LED lighting, and I aim it from the bottom of the cabinet down onto the work area, you know, where the keyboard and mouse is, and where we'd have paper and pencils and that kind of thing, so we can have even more illumination. And you can experiment with forward and backward, you know, put it in the right location so you don't have shadows. And it uses very, very little current. It doesn't generate any heat. It's a great way to go. Now, I would suggest that you consider putting a fuse in line at the battery location with this LED lighting system. You know, just as a protection against, you know, short circuit. If it happens, the fuse will blow. So it's a great way to go. It lasts a really long time, and I can't see any reason not to do it. So literally, if we had a power failure, but, you know, we don't have to worry about that because we have an off-grid type system. But if we had a power failure, we all can find our way to this wall switch, flip the switch, and we've got lights. And it'll last a long time. Now, if you don't have that, there's a quick alternative. If you have an uninterruptible power system, you should consider taking a lamp, you know, a desk lamp kind of a thing, table lamp, putting an LED low wattage bulb in there, let's say a 9-watt Edison-type base bulb, LED, because that uses very little current. That'd be a 60-watt incandescent equivalent. Plug that into your uninterruptible power system, and you'll have a whole night's worth of electricity, actually maybe even a couple days, if you use it judiciously, from that uninterruptible power system. Now, of course, the more devices you have running on your UPS, uninterruptible power system, the faster the battery is going to go dead. But if you have a battery in good condition, as we did when we lived in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, we found that we could run all night on a fluorescent 15-watt tube all night easily with a 450-watt American Power Conversion UPS. Just a thought. So that's another way of going. So if you have a computer and if you decide that you're going to use your UPS for lighting in one of these situations where the grid is down, unplug the computer from the UPS. Because the computer always has current drawn by it. Okay, even though they're off, they're still on a little bit. So unplug that from the UPS and just use that compact LED type light. And it'll work great. All right, how about this? Oh, one other thing. I used 16 gauge wire for the LED lighting strip. And you can buy that with a white sheath. So it'll be a black wire and a red wire. You know, reds plus, blacks minus, with a white covering on it. You can buy it as alarm cable. 500-foot rolls. You can find it on eBay. So make sure you have enough. Okay. Now, the shorter the run, the better. The shorter, the better. Why? Because you'll have some losses in the wiring. All right. I'm sure many of you have digital thermometers. They're quick, they're easy. But do you have a spare battery for it? Hey, you can buy those, the batteries for it, on eBay. This is not a commercial for eBay, but I'm just giving you the best, lowest cost source. So if I say Amazon, it's because I found Amazon to be the best. If I say eBay, it's because I found eBay to be the best. Best meaning the combination of shipping, having it actually arrive, having it be quality, being actually what you thought you were buying, actually getting what you thought you were buying at the lowest price. So those rolls of wire, 16-gauge wire, 500 feet, are available on eBay at the best price, or at least right now. Digital thermometers, okay, so they typically use a small button-type battery, LR41. And you can get replacements, so I have. And how much are they? Well, you get 10 of them for $4. 10 for $4 shipped. Now, I like that. I like it because, number one, I'm not paying tax on it. And number two, I'm not paying retail on it. And number three, I don't have to go out. And they're 40 cents a piece. So I suggest you consider that. But make sure you open up your thermometer, and usually they have a cap that you can pop off the top and look at the cell that's in there, and it's typically going to be an LR41. Now, what about, in that line of thinking, what about spare disc-type cells? Also, you can probably call them a battery for your car's electronic key fob. Okay, well, how often does it happen where you try to start your car or try to unlock your car and it won't? Now, we've seen a number of people who have called the dealer. They say, I've got a problem. The dealer say, well, we'll have to tow the car in. Really? Well, if your key doesn't work, one thing to check first is the battery in your key fob. Now, a dealer will, you know, will replace that for you. It might be $35 because they've got to have their expensive technician think about this for, like, I don't know, 10 minutes. Well, you can buy spare disc type cells for your electronic key fob, and they're typically one or two part numbers. And I'll tell you what they are. They are numbers CR. I don't know why we call them numbers when they're letters and numbers, but these, the automotive industry calls these part numbers. Okay, so part number for these type of cells are typically a CR2025, CR2025, or CR2031, CR2031. And the difference is the milliampere rating of the batteries. One is a little bit thicker than the other. So you want to make sure that you get the right one, because they look, if you look at just one, and you try to remember, and you could get it confused easily because they are so close in appearance. So the CR2025 or the CR2031, how much are they on eBay? Ten of them for $4. Ten of them for $4 shipped. So your car probably won't work without one or two of these. And our vehicles... we have a 1996 Mercedes diesel E300. It uses two of them. We have all of our Mercedes, all of our old Mercedes cars use these. Or almost all of them use these. And it takes two of them. So, and they'll last for years. Just keep them cool and dry. Heat is the enemy of these things. I don't mean keep them in the refrigerator. I just mean keep them cool and dry. So you can put them in a Ziploc bag and put them where they're going to stay at a relative temperature throughout the day, rather than get hot and cold and hot and cold, because that will accelerate the failure of these batteries. It'll reduce the shelf life. And while you're at it, if you have one of those cordless phones, you're going to find out that your talk time goes lower and lower, and it gets reduced because the batteries do not last forever. So how do you find the battery for your cordless landline type phone? Well, there's a little compartment for the battery in the handheld unit, and you pop that open, and you will see the battery part number on the battery. And you go to eBay and you type in that battery part number, and you'll be able to get them for very low cost. How much? Oh, let's say a couple dollars a piece.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, we're going down the list of items in the book that I think you should consider having. And this is from my unfinished, unpublished, not for sale book that I've been writing, and it's not organized. This book is not organized yet. It's just random thoughts that I have, and as I think of them, I write them down and put them in a notebook and talk about them every once in a while. Next thing on the list is engine oil. So I suggest that you have at least 6 quarts or two 5-quart jugs. That's a good start. If you want them for your generator or lawnmower, air-cooled lawnmower, riding lawnmower, or your gas or propane generator, I suggest you get 15W40 name brand diesel engine oil. And 6 quarts or 2 5-quart jugs would be a good start. And that diesel engine oil works really, really well because it has the right additives for an air-cooled engine. If you buy the oil that is recommended by the manufacturer and they say, well, use SN oil, you know, SAE 30, SN spark ignition type classification, and it does not have the additives for lubricity that you need. It doesn't have the zinc and the phosphorus that you need for the camshaft wear prevention that you need for those types of engines. So we here at the farm use diesel engine oil. Even so, you're probably thinking, well, it's not a diesel engine. Yeah, I know, but diesel engines are way rougher on the oil than gasoline engines. They bang more, they vibrate more, they have more stresses, so they require better lubrication. So you're using an oil that is designed for much more stressful requirements. than gasoline engine oil. So that's why we recommend 15W40. Now, can you put it in your gasoline engine? Yeah, I think you can. And why do I say I think you can? Because I've never found a reason why it won't work. Never. Not under normal circumstances. If you live in Alaska, maybe it's a little too thick. The viscosity may be too thick. But for the rest of us, I think it'll be just fine. But do your own research. Don't blame me if it doesn't work. I do it. I put 15W40 when I want to. Diesel engine oil has more detergent than gasoline engine oil. And it will clean the inside of the engine better. It really will. So if I buy a used car and I think it needs to be cleaned out gently, I'll put diesel engine oil in 15W40 diesel engine oil, and I'll change the oil filter twice as often as recommended when I'm cleaning an engine. Okay? And I use good oil filters. And so think about that. Do your own research. Next item, gasoline cans. Now, they have gone way up in price because a company called Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z, which manufactured them and sold them through Walmart and other locations, other stores, they went belly up. Why? Because stupid people sued them and sued them and sued them because they got burned lighting themselves on fire because they didn't have any idea that you weren't supposed to pour gasoline on a hot engine. So because they burned themselves, the lawyers got in a feeding frenzy and ultimately killed the company. So they took a $3.79 gas can made out of plastic, really top of the line, great quality, great engineering, great everything, and drove it up to like $30 until they went out of business. So I suggest that if you find them, maybe at a garage sale, you can find gasoline storage containers, diesel fuel storage containers, I suggest you consider having them because your generator is going to use between a half a gallon and a gallon of gasoline per hour. And these cans, these containers are coded, they're color-coded. So red is for gasoline. Yellow is for diesel fuel. Blue is for drinking water. So I suggest that you do not mix them up. Don't put gasoline in a blue can and then use it for water later because gasoline's toxic. Okay? And don't mix the yellow and the red with diesel and gasoline because if you put diesel fuel in your mower, you're going to have to figure out how to drain out the fuel tank and the carburetor because your gasoline-powered device will not work on diesel fuel. And worse than that, is if you put gasoline in a diesel engine because it will likely destroy the engine. Okay? So that's why they're color-coded, so you don't make a mistake. So red is gasoline, yellow is for diesel fuel, and blue is for drinking water. Last quick thing, Gerber paraframe knives. Gerber, P-A-R-A-F-R-A-M-E, 3-inch. You can buy them on eBay. They've gone way up in price. They used to be $6 a piece. Now they're way more than that. So you do a search on Gerber paraframe and then comma the word lot, L-O-T, and buy several of them to drive the shipping costs down. And they are going fast. You can get them used, but get the serrated edge one, the serrated edge. Thanks for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.